Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find waiting on the site. The main feature allows you to submit content and vote on it. So you can vote on the stuff there on the front page that other listeners have submitted. Vote up or down whether you like or dislike. And ultimately, we will determine from your votes what it is that you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com right now. Top story on the site, which I put into my show prep. I don't know if we're going to get to it because I think we got some other things police-related to start the show with tonight. But top story is that apparently Pat Robertson is making statements about video game violence. And it's been a while since video game violence has been in the news. In this case, it's a fresh story from today where he is alleging that video game murder is basically like trying to kill someone in real life.
Yeah, I saw that headline on the page. I hadn't read the story, though.
Johnny Ray, I know you've got a game of the week coming up here, so as a video game-oriented person to some extent, it should be interesting to get your comments on this. But first, we've got some police-related stuff, so let's hold off on the video game violence story. And by the way, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and also Skype us at username lrn.fm. So I just got back from, National Night Out, I think is the official name of this event.
Strange name.
Yep, you were there too, Johnny Ray, for a brief time.
Mm-hmm. Got me a free hot dog and had a great time. Looked at the equipment. It was fun.
Did you check out the Bearcat?
Yeah, I did. I looked in the back of it. It was carpeted inside. It was had very thick walls. And then I walked around and looked at it. It's a big truck, and it's pretty cool.
So, and it's pretty expensive, too. It's around $300,000, just under $300,000 for this thing. There's been some controversy here in New Hampshire recently, as you may have heard, with Concord, the police department there, putting in a grant application last year requesting $250,000+ for a Bearcat of their own. So Manchester police have one, Keene police, we're talking about New Hampshire here, they have them. They're all over the place.
I thought Concord, there was another Bearcat in Concord,
the National
too.
Guard or something like that has one in Concord, but not the police department. So they put in this application, and the newsworthy portion about this, because Bearcats coming to police departments from a nationwide perspective, just not really that newsworthy anymore. I mean, in each area, they're newsworthy, but, you know, there's over 300 of these things that are in, well, most of them aren't being used regularly, especially in smaller towns, but exist. 300 of these things, these militaristic tanks with gun ports and a gun turret mountable up on the top and, you know, all kinds of crazy accessories. These personnel carriers, these armored personnel tanks, basically, they are everywhere. There's probably, well, if you're in a medium, even to a small-sized city, certainly large cities, but any city basically has one of these, and even some of the towns. I've heard that Peterborough, a town of 6,000 people, has a Bearcat.
You're kidding.
I don't know if it's true. It may just simply be an armored vehicle of some sort that's not actually a Bearcat, but someone told me they got a picture of a Peterborough tank, and they showed it to me, and I couldn't quite tell for sure if it was the Bearcat brand, but it definitely was some kind of armored personnel vehicle.
You think Walmart's selling an off-brand armored personnel carrier?
No, don't think so. Speaking of Walmart, it was Target that's the big sponsor of the National Night Out. Not that Walmart wouldn't sponsor it if they were given the chance, because, you know, these big companies want to make it look like they're friends of the police, even though it's the police that are the ones putting their employees in jail cells for things like open container violations and marijuana offenses and that sort of thing. So it went down to the National Night Out, and one of the things I don't like to do, or that I'm not interested in doing. There's a relatively new activist who's moved to town, and she was there, and her original intention was to hand out anti-drug war flyers, so anti-prohibition flyers at this event, which is an event mostly attended by seniors and families. So the police will attend, you know, some in uniform, some out of uniform, seniors and families, and some, you know, maybe the husbands or wives of the police, pretty much the attendees. And I guess she decided that maybe it wasn't the right place to do that kind of outreach, and she kind of went up and talked to a couple of us who'd been to these before, and I said, well, you know, I wouldn't tell you what to do, but I know That's not how I approach this event. I'm just there to have conversations with people. And I did have one other goal besides getting, like you said, a free piece of pizza or hot dog or whatever. Besides getting a little bit of free food, the other goal and talking to the officers that I had some relationship with and are friendly with was to talk to the one officer who is the most rude and the most ridiculous, and that is Ken Miola. He is the police chief in Keene, New Hampshire. And we go back, Ken and I, to back when Sam, for longtime listeners of the shows, they might remember Sam was a co-host of ours for a while. He was the producer over at Obscured Truth Networks and did some great media work while he was here in New Hampshire. Anyway, we used to meet with Ken Miola. He's the police chief. I used to meet with him for breakfast. We did that for a couple months. And then he arrested us at the drinking game episode. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to freekeen.com and search for drinking game, and you'll find out all about that. But we were in the city council chambers. He arrested us for that. And then after that, he stopped talking to us. Now, his reason to stop talking at that time was, well, he's a witness against us in the case. So, you can't just go out there and talk to witnesses, I guess. And so,
he liked it so much.
Yeah, that seemed like a decent enough excuse. But then after the case was over, which, by the way, they dropped the charges, so ultimately we prevailed in that, but I had those charges hanging over my head for a full year and the bail conditions that came along with them, which at one point I believe involved being forced to stay at home at nights. So after they dropped the charges, I got back in touch with Ken, and I said, well, are we going to go back out for breakfast? And he said, no, I don't like where you're coming from these days. And after that, he stopped talking to me. And now, my position hadn't really changed in any significant manner in that year of time. I wasn't angrier, that's for sure. I mean, I've been getting progressively more hopeful and I would say focused on love and not fear over time. So certainly it's not like I have an off-putting demeanor. So it must have been some sort of... I'd never gotten an explanation for him. Anything I say would be pure speculation because he won't even acknowledge that I exist. I can walk up to the guy and address him, and he will just go on doing whatever it was that he was doing. So in this case...
It's amazing.
And it's not just me. He'll do the same thing to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I've seen video... Dave Ridley's put together a compilation video of him behaving in this way. And now I've got even more video. He'll do the same thing to Pete Eyre from CopBlock as well. But today, Pete did successfully get him to acknowledge his presence and even speak to him. Now, when he spoke to him, it was basically a blow-off. He said, he was busy talking to someone and we'll have to talk about it some other time. And he said it in a way that could leave him an out in the future. And Pete tried to hold him to it and, tried to make it like that they might actually talk in the future. And it was a blow-off, basically. But at least he acknowledged Pete. He looked at Pete. He spoke to Pete. And he won't even do those things to me. So I got about a minute of footage of him right before I left, where it's basically me just kind of hounding him a little bit in as nice a way as possible, just trying to get him to speak to me as he's walking around and acknowledging everyone else around him and acting like I'm like a ghost. It should be some interesting footage. I haven't had a chance to review it yet, but... That was my experience at the National Night Out. Had a lot of nice positive connections, handshakes, discussions with some of the officers there, but the chief himself won't even talk to me.
Nope. Ian, before earlier you said that your position on things, on the world, and life hadn't changed much. Have you given a lot of thought to what, maybe if there was one thing or one trend that was happening there that may have triggered it? Where was this in relation to you sitting in front of the police car? In time.
It was after.
Okay.
I believe.
And that was something that you'd never done before. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So maybe there was an overall just kind of spirit animating you those days, a more adventurous kind of thing, trying new things and stuff, and he mm-hmm. didn't like what he was seeing.
Maybe. But it's been 3 years now. Since that happened. I mean, it was the summer of 2010 when I was arrested for three different things in one summer.
I think you just, what he has to see for himself is, for whatever reason, Ian has to delight him in some way. At this point, it's like, I don't like where he's coming from, and why should I change now?
Well, he did swear an oath to the New Hampshire Constitution, which in Article 8 of the Bill of Rights says that government employees are supposed to be accountable and open.
Do you know any other of the government employees that honor their oaths?
No, not at all. Okay. 855-450 free. So, more coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z. Success Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Take control, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you on the site. We have a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark. So the Free State Project, the reason that all three of us moved here to New Hampshire, it is in full swing with over 14,500 individuals, over, I think, 14,600. We are approaching the 75% mark of our goal of 20,000 liberty-oriented folks who are going to move, and some of whom have already moved, like we have, to New Hampshire to get active for more liberty in our lifetime because, well, it works. This isn't some pie-in-the-sky idea. This is real, concrete, boots-on-the-ground activism that has actually had an effect. It's had a positive effect. I made a comment today on online that this is the most effective liberty movement out there. And I don't think that there's anybody who can deny that, but that's the case.
Seems like the most credible thing going to me right now.
Absolutely. And it's over 1,100 people that are already here in New Hampshire. And we've already had a tremendous impact with dozens being elected, with bad laws being repealed, better laws being being implemented, more freedom-oriented stuff happening. And more people are coming. There were, at this police event that I went to today, let's see, I could count probably at least 7 or 8 activists that were in attendance doing various different things. One gentleman had brought a sign. One gentleman who is kind of a local who's been here for many decades brought out a sign to protest the unfair treatment of fathers versus mothers in the family court system. Pete Eyre from Cop Block came out with another local cop blocker who's been around here for a long time. So we had a mix of people who've been here for a long time in New Hampshire natives, basically, and also
some new movers.
And some, yeah, there was a new mover there or two. And then folks like you and I, Johnny Ray, longtime Free State Project participants who've been here for a number of years. So we've got a nice variety of folks here. The people that are in the Free State Project are only some of the catalysts for liberty in New Hampshire. The others are the great New Hampshire natives who actually care about freedom and who are also very, very active and interested in these ideas. If you don't have an exciting, really just amazing liberty movement where you live, how soon is it likely that you're going to have that? Be realistic. How long have you, if you are an activist in for the liberty movement, how long have you been toiling away without seeing one single person that you know get elected? How long? Because I can tell you that if I were still in Florida, I would have been toiling away for 13 years now without seeing any of those things. Nobody's been elected who's libertarian in Florida. It just hasn't happened. Up here, not only have people who love liberty been elected, but we actually know a lot of those guys. I know many of them on a relatively personal level, and it's how many of you listening have ever talked in any great length to a state representative in your state? Say for more than 2 minutes at some sort of political glad-handing festival. I doubt that many of you have done that, because in a lot of places, these state reps are completely inaccessible. You can't talk to them. They'll let you see them and maybe kiss your baby once every 4 years when they're trying to run for election. But if you call their office after they get elected, you can talk to their aide, their assistant, their secretary, the intern. But you're probably not going to get the state rep on the phone. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that. Maybe you could in a place like Vermont or something like that. But New Hampshire, it's a really unique place. There are a lot of state reps, and they're mostly just average folks. They're not as likely to be attorneys in New Hampshire. And they're not insulated. They don't have paid staff. They don't even have offices. Anyway, I think it's pretty exciting here from whether you're looking at politics or civil disobedience or doing outreach. We do it all, and so I would say we do it very well so far, and it's only going to get better with thousands more people moving here. So go and check it out at freestateproject.org. Now, there's news about the Free State Project, and that is on this Bearcat issue. I just got back from the police night out, and there's one happening in Concord as well. I didn't go up to that one because obviously I had to be here to do the show. But apparently a lot of people were supposed to go up to the Concord event where the Concord police are trying to get this armored attack truck. And so the idea, I think, was to go and sort of have a preemptive protest about the attack truck at the Concord version of this National Night Out Police. It's kind of like a police show-off event where they, you know, bring out all the trucks and they bring out all the tools and, you know, the taser demonstration and bring out the police dog and have them chase after somebody and jump up and bite them. You know, one of those kinds of things where they put the big thing on their arm and the dog jumps up and grabs onto it. That sort of thing.
Well, it's also, there's some PR involved.
PR.
They have a little conversation with the guys ahead of time. Look, guys, these aren't criminals. We don't beat them up. We don't tase them. Nothing, none of that. You smile, you shake hands, you say thanks for coming out. That's how we do this, okay? You know.
Oh, you're saying that was the briefing for the police?
Yes.
Gotcha. So they had a group of activists apparently in Concord. There has, obviously, it's fresh. This just happened, so we don't know what transpired in Concord, if anything. Maybe, you know, we'll see some footage come out later. But the news about this Bearcat is that the city of Concord named Free Staters, the city of Concord police chief and city manager in their application for this tank, named Free Staters and occupiers as two daily domestic terror threats. Now, that's not the exact phrasing that they used, but all in the same paragraph.
Darn close.
All in the same paragraph. They talked about domestic terror, and then they talked about the Free Staters and the occupiers
and
as a daily challenge. Presented daily challenges. And right before that, we're talking about how there, you know, there's domestic terror threats in Concord. Well, the Free State Project demanded, Free State Project President Carla Garrick, she demanded an apology. An apology has not yet been written. However, there's an update from freestateproject.org where Concord Chief of Police John Duvall wrote an email response to the Free State Project President Carla Garrick and her open letter that was sent to him and city officials. Quote, Ms. Garrick, I respectfully refer to you, or Ms. Garrick, rather.
I was going to say.
I respectfully refer to you the article in today's Concord Monitor about our request for the rescue vehicle. I believe my comments in the paper clarified the intent of the wording of the grant. The wording you cite from your website, our website specifically states, anyone who promotes violence, this is the Free State Project website, anyone who promotes violence, racial hatred, or bigotry is not welcome, unquote, underscores the point I was attempting to illustrate in the grant, that there are people who may attach themselves to a law-abiding group, but who may have a personal agenda with criminal intent. I presume you would not have included that sentence if you did not believe there were individuals out there that you believed might align their personal agenda with your cause. Those are the challenges I was referring to. Unfortunately, we've had... Now, of course, he didn't bother explaining any of that in his application. Unfortunately,
yeah, I'm confused. I'm easily confused. But, Mark, are you getting all this?
Well, yeah, it's stupid. So the suggestion is that a violent person might call themselves a Free Stater,
yep.
So therefore they need an armored truck to deal with violent people that call themselves Free Staters but aren't really Free Staters, which is the same justification that I would have for getting a government grant to have a Bearcat to protect myself from somebody who might dress up as a Concord police officer and pretend to be and be violent as a result. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Right, and if it were true...
The fact is that these Bearcats have been used time and time again on peaceful protesters across the United States, and when this guy said he was wanting them for Free Staters and for occupiers,
yeah.
That's what he damn well meant.
Absolutely.
Because this is going to be used on protesters. It is a device intended to chill speech.
We'll come back with more. He's got a little bit more to his excuse here in moments, and then Carla's response. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Does it scare you away from the Free State Project?
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? beds. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there. Archives going back till 2006. You may download as many as you would prefer, all for free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
Go to gold.freetalklive.com to get the precious metals that you might be looking for. Lots of people think that silver's poised to move upwards right now. I tend to agree. Might be a good time for you to get a hold of some. Best place to get some great rates on silver is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. We don't actually fulfill this. We work with Midas Resources, with whom we have worked for many years to bring you the best prices on gold and silver. Go there to gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get the best prices that you're going to be able to find, there may be some. You got to hunt around in order to find the super best prices. But in one place, this is probably at gold.freetalklive.com. Plus, you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. If you need some specialty item, just call the telephone numbers that's there at gold.freetalklive.com. They'll help you out. And Free Talk Live will get the credit. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
The application for the Bearcat, this is for the grant to get the Bearcat, was approved, by the way, in Concord, New Hampshire by a unanimous vote of the city councilors. Now, whether or not any of those city councilors will actually change their opinion remains to be seen. Rumor has it there is at least one of them who is willing to vote no against the Bearcat.
How many city councilors are there? There can't be as many as there are in Keene.
Probably a dozen at least. I don't know for sure.
Jesus, like legislature.
So the original application filed by the police department, filed by the city manager, looking for $250,000+ from the federal government to get this armored tank, said, quote, "The state of New Hampshire's experience with terrorism slants primarily toward the domestic type. We are fortunate that our state has not been victimized from a mass casualty event, from an international terrorism strike. However, on the domestic front, the threat is real and here. Groups such as the Sovereign Citizens, Free Staters, and Occupy New Hampshire are active and present daily challenges. Outside of officially organized groups, several homegrown clusters that are anti-government and pose problems for law enforcement agencies.
So he was saying to Carly Garrick that the tone of what I was saying made it, the undertone, I think is the word that he used, made it clear that I was talking about hangers-on and people who aren't Free Staters but are other people. Is he talking about the homegrown clusters, and is he running down the New Hampshire natives and placing the Free Staters above them?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, anything I say would be speculative.
Or did he just make it? Was he making it up as he went along?
All I know is it
he's
says
trying to cover his butt. This is a statement that is absolutely accurate, that they consider people that dissent with the government to be terrorists.
Terrorists. And I mean, look, it's
just right now, people who believe in the First Amendment that you have the right to peaceably assemble are terrorists. That's what your government thinks of the state. On the local and on the federal level.
It's true.
He was saying precisely what he meant. And what he meant was, there are people out there that disagree with us. You know that people that disagree are dangerous, and we got to do something about it. We have to put a chilling effect on them. This big, scary truck with the tires that you can't blow out.
Yeah, keep in mind, this application was submitted to the Department of Homeland Security. This was submitted to the federal government. This was not, you know, they didn't write this intending it for it to be a PR piece.
No.
So he was telling it like it was because he wants that money for the Bearcat. Or even if he didn't believe what he was saying, is still making it look like Free Staters are domestic terrorists. I mean, it's pretty clear from what he says here. He literally runs two sentences. You know, it's not a run-on sentence. He doesn't use a colon here. There are two separate sentences, but they're right next to one another, and that is that on the domestic front, the threat is real and here, period. Groups such as the Sovereign Citizens, Free Staters, and Occupy New Hampshire are active and present daily challenges. So Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, had written him a response to this. An open letter, basically demanding an apology, a retraction and amendment of the grant application to remove all references to Free Staters. You're reminded, she says in her letter to him, that a condition of receipt of the grant's funding is that funding may be suspended or terminated for filing a false certification in this application or other reports or document as part of this program. Now, Carla's
an attorney
by trade, so she definitely knows how to hold these guys' feet to the fire. Number two. On her list of three demands. Two, an itemized, now I love this one, this is my favorite one, an itemized list by calendar day of the daily challenges presented by Free Staters to the CPD. Please list individuals, not a class of people. Because you go back to this guy's, his letter here, because he writes a letter back to Carla, because his, you know, his butt's in the hot seat now on this one, because the media is paying attention to the story. Mother Jones just did a story about this today. So his response back saying that, oh, well, you know, I was attempting to illustrate in the grant there are people who may attach themselves to a law-abiding group such as your own. He goes on to say that, but those who may have a personal agenda with criminal intent, I presume you would have included that. He says those are the challenges I was referring to. Unfortunately, we've had local examples of such risks in our community, which necessitates the need for law enforcement to be prepared for many scenarios. The rescue vehicle is a means of transportation for the safe movement of law enforcement officers and removal of innocent citizens from potentially lethal situations.
Now, look, if the Bearcat isn't that amazing of a vehicle, really, when it comes down to it. If I was going to design the perfect police squad, I think I'd give every one of them a Bearcat. I mean, this is, I can understand why people that are going into dangerous situations want to be in a bulletproof vehicle. But this guy's telling a lie. And
yes, he's covering up his mistake.
If you're saying, put in the grant and say, by the way, Linco advertises that they help you with this. So Linco may or may not
have assisted
in writing this grant.
Interesting.
Well, And so I don't know the answer to that, but just say whatever the heck is, you know, you're going to use this for. You know, sometimes people have protests out here. We like to park the vehicle out to scare the crap out of them and send them home.
Yeah.
You know, believe me, the Department of Homeland Security will approve it because they want to have that Bearcat there so that they can call it out for whatever circumstances. Just fill in the blanks. It's government work, for God's sake.
Yeah. You know, in the marketplace... In the marketplace, I say, there are organic limits to how much you can fund this or that program. But when you get into the world of municipalities and states and national governments, it's all just about who can tell the best story and who can inspire the most confidence in himself with his words and his makeup and so forth. And it's too bad that so much of our lives are controlled by that other, that political world. We could be so rich and so reasoned, and our public choice could be informed by the real world instead.
Oh, you're a dreamer, Johnny Ray. I like that. I appreciate a good dreamer, because that's what we need, is people who can see the vision, a vision for a more free future, so we can work towards that. Because you have to have the goal in mind in order to take the steps to get there.
You know what? Being a dreamer, I kind of would rather be, I don't know, like other people I know who live in the real world and go out and work every day and don't just dream like I do.
You work. You're a janitor for a living.
I know. And if I had worked when I was 16 years old to 24 years old, a little bit harder instead of just laying about, then I'd probably be able to execute my dreams a little stronger.
That's true. It's a good idea to start a habit of saving when you're younger and working hard and saving. That way you'll have more resources with which to pursue those dreams on into the future. But it's never too late to begin fiscally sound and smart decisions, like, you know, not blowing all your paychecks.
Yes, yes, I love it. And never stop learning, Ian. And I say that to you too, Mark. I think you guys know that already.
Thank you, Johnny Ray. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this police chief has backpedaled a bit. He's saying, I wasn't saying all free staters are domestic terrorists, just some people who might be kind of loosely associated with your group. And he's going to get a response from Carla here, the president of the Free State Project. We will share that with you coming up. And you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Are you scared, by the way, away from the Free State Project because of this?
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever's on your mind tonight. Here with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Talking about the cops and the Bearcat, this tank. It's an armored personnel tank. It's got gun turrets, and a gun turret possibly able to be mounted to the top of it for like a 50 cal. It's got this gas injection poker thing that you can attach to the front of it. It's got all manner of fancy features and cameras and infrared and gun ports on the side. And your local police department probably has or wants one. It's one or the other. They've either already got one and they probably want another one, or they don't have one yet and they want one because they know they can get it. All you have to do is send the right paperwork into the feds, make it sound like, you know, they need it for some reason, and get $280,000, $250,000 to get one of these things. Well, there's been some pushback here in New Hampshire, and we've been covering it for the last year on this program, for more than a year, because it happened originally in Keene, where we live. And we had a huge pushback against this Bearcat here. It wasn't just the liberty activists. It was almost every activist in the community came out against this thing. I mean, you pretty much had to be in the police department or a family member of a police bureaucrat if you wanted, if you didn't oppose the Bearcat, you were one of those people or some crazy bum on the street. Because almost everybody was against the Bearcat. And it didn't matter. Ultimately, they came out, they packed the hearing where the city council heard from members of the public about this. The hearing was so packed, they actually had to shut down access. They had to keep people in the first floor of the building and then let one person up as one person would come out. And it didn't matter that 90% of the people that emailed, that 90% of the people that wrote letters, that 90% of the people that that came out to the to actually speak, that 90% of these people were against the Bearcat.
It didn't matter in Washington, D.C. when people spoke out against the bailout. Was it the TARP bailout or was it the one was the bailout. One was the Bush thing, too. I can't remember which one is which. But people wrote into their Congress critters, and one of them was quoted as saying 50% of the people were against it. But 50% of the people said no, and 50% said hell no. And that gives some idea of the level of response to this. They still pushed it through. Well, yeah, this is what we got to do.
Yeah, that pattern seems to be occurring with greater and greater frequency.
I don't know. We're probably not. I don't know that that's true. I'm not sure that the government's ever been responsive, and I think that that's a conservative trap that is very easy for libertarians to fall into. Mm-hmm. What evidence do we have that the government ever functioned? What we know about the 50s, we saw in the 70s from Happy Days. We don't know crap about how the government functioned well in the past.
Yeah, but I'm talking about government. I'm not talking about government functions and efficiency and capability. I'm talking about outrage.
Okay.
Mass outrage against some policy and them saying, well, too bad. I mean, Mark, I was thinking the same thing about the bank bailouts.
Bailouts, yeah.
And then there's our local example here, and there's the NSA. They're not going to change anything.
Even if they do
change. Prism, X-Key score, they got no intention of pushing that info away from them and swearing off of it.
Indeed.
So let's go to the phones here in a bit, and then I'll give you the response from the Free State Project president to this backpedaling police chief who's now trying to make it sound like he didn't want to make Free Staters out to be terrorists, even though he clearly did. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist first. You're on Free Talk Live, speaking of the NSA. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. Before I get to that, I want to take 10 seconds here to give kudos to Rick Cohen, right there in New Hampshire. You must know who he is. I just read this article about him. He's the most unknown billionaire, I guess, in the world. Uh-huh. He's in the 100. He's the one who does the groceries there.
One of the largest employers in the Keene area, CNS Grocers, and an international grocer wholesaler. This guy owns the place, lives in Keene, and he's very, very rich.
Yeah, seems to be just a good businessman. But anyway, I want to get back to what I really called about, which was the NSA. And I just want to give them kudos for doing such an excellent job of keeping us safe. I mean, look at what a great job they've been doing. We haven't been bombed. We haven't been killed in any way, shape, or form. Nobody's poisoned our water. I mean,
it must be working.
I think it's really worth it to give up all of our liberties so that they can keep us safe, because otherwise we'd be dead. You know, we'd be free, but we'd be dead. And they do an excellent job, don't they?
A little tongue-in-cheek there, Gene. You okay with your tongue
playing
that firmly?
I would talk that way, too, you know.
But, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So you don't think the NSA has been looking out for you, huh?
No. In fact, I think this whole baloney about this so-called intercepted message, I think it's one of two things. Either the NSA and the politicians leaked this or pumped this out to the public so that they'd all suck it up and say, oh, my gosh, the NSA is doing such a great job. Maybe we should think twice about all the nasty things they're doing.
Now, what message is this? Is this the one that's allegedly targeting some U.S. embassies in the Middle East?
Right, yeah, it's been all over the news, and supposedly now they're saying it was Alaglakli Nakakarali talking to some other guy, and, you know, they just make these names up, I think. They just find some weird name, and they make it up, and they spit it out. Yeah,
well, what a shock. Somebody in the, is this supposed to be a shock to anybody that somebody in the Middle East is upset at the United States and wants to target an embassy?
Yeah, they just shot down a helicopter today, as I understand it, but, and somebody on my Facebook feed that we used to work with, Ian, he said, could this be the first shot of a war with Yemen? Dear God, man, where the hell have you been? The United States has been in Yemen. Why do you think there was a helicopter full of military men flying through Yemen? I mean, it's not the first shot.
The other possibility, I think, it could be, is that the terrorists, first of all, if they're going to communicate with each other about some big attack, they're going to use encryption. Are they stupid? No, they're not. I mean, they're a bunch of horrible, mean, rotten people, but they're not stupid. They're going to use encryption. So if they're
if I'm going to put something out over the clear, if I'm going to send a signal without encryption to somebody, it may very well be misinformation.
That's exactly what I think it could be. Is they just said, well, let's throw the whole U.S. in a tizzy by sending out a bunch of false information and see what happens.
Right.
And
your theory. I mean, I think it's a decent theory that, oh, what do you know? The NSA's in the news, and now all of a sudden, oh, look, they're doing good things for the country, as though anybody's protected by them revealing this information about the embassies. the embassies are in harm's way, basically, and there's a bunch of angry folks in the Middle East who have been are livid over decades of foreign policy involving murdering innocent people. So nobody should be surprised when somebody decides to target one of the extensions of the United States, which is what a U.S. embassy is. People who are listening to this news don't realize that this isn't a threat against you. This isn't them saying they're going to bomb McDonald's. You're not going to be in danger unless you work for the government or happen to be at the embassies in question at the time at which they're attacked, if they become attacked. Nobody's going to be in danger. No, you don't have to be afraid of walking through the mall because someone threatened an embassy.
And now we've even got people, crazy people like Newt Gingrich, talking about a Ron Paul approach to foreign policy. Now, my goodness, isn't that amazing? Even Newt Gingrich is starting.
Oh, what's he running for, re-election?
I don't know if he's running for anything, but he's out there in the news now saying how he's been rethinking his foreign policy stance. Yeah. And maybe
people can change. I don't know if I believe politicians.
Right,
so
people
much
can
will.
Change, but Newt Gingrich's fingers just about wind burned. I mean, the guy that's constantly.
I've never heard that one before. That's a good one.
That's I do that for the show.
Did either of you guys see the ad that he did for,
no.
I don't know, it was with Nancy Pelosi. Maybe it was about the Tokyo. It was some kind
should
of.
I see it? It sounds horrible. It sounds boring.
No, it was the what they were advocating. It was an environmental kind of a deal.
I was shocked
when I saw it. I was shock is too strong a word, but it was.
But they were together or what?
Yeah, and that Newt was advocating for a worldwide environmental agenda.
What do you feel like he's not?
He's too right wing to put himself on TV talking about the environment and trees.
Well, you know, again, people can change. Wasn't it even Pat Robertson who came out against marijuana prohibition at one point? So you never know.
I think so.
You never know. In fact, we've got Pat Robertson news coming up here. Christian Anarchist Gene, thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Also, in other news, I swear we were just talking about the TSA Viper response teams last night on the show. And now they're in the news.
Viper!
They're back.
Why don't they call themselves, something that... It's something that isn't quite so horrifying. They don't call it the teddy bear response team. They don't call it the kitten response team. It's the Viper.
Yeah, they love that stuff.
I don't know if people are aware of this, but Vipers bite their owners, too.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, you know what? I don't have a snake sound effect.
They take the name of their projects off of the bad guys from G.I. Joe.
855-450-FREE. That would be hilarious if they actually had a cobra.
They put a cobra. All their machinery was called different snake names.
A good point. More on the way. You take control. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.